Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Look, let's be honest. You want to fuck your mom. That's all it means. Good luck with that. And, you know, move to Alabama. It's probably legal there.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
It's Violet Benson, your favorite meme queen and the big sis you didn't ask for but need. Welcome to Almost Adulting.
Almost Adulting. Almost Adulting.
Are you ready?
Hi, besties, and welcome to a brand new Almost Adulting, the largest self-love podcast and movement, your number one destination for personal growth and mental health. I am your big sister and your host, Violetta. I don't know what day it is, but it's someday, sometime in December, and that's all that matters. Quick reminder before we get started, if you enjoyed today's solo episode, please do me the kindness for Christmas and leave me a 5-star podcast review on the podcast app. If you enjoy all the research and all the time I took on creating today's episode, I read all the reviews and it tremendously helps my podcast, so God bless and thank you. Oh, secondly, before we get started, I do want to note that I have merch again. So you can shop my merch. It's 2 hats and 2 sweatshirts available right now on shopdaddyissues.com, and you can even get 10% off. There's a Daddy Issues sweatshirt, a Daddy Issues hat, Almost Adulting hat, and Dad, It's All Your Fault sweatshirt. I'm obsessed with them. You're going to love them. So go ahead and support me, support the shop, support the podcast, and shop on there. Okay, so let's get started with today's episode. So as you know, I've recently got into dreams and I've been really, really fascinated with what happens at night. Sleeping is one of my favorite hobbies. I love sleeping. You couldn't pay me enough money to not sleep. I actually regret not sleeping more as a child. And I'm so jealous of the 2-year-olds that get to have those afternoon naps. I feel like as adults, I realize now that we took those naps in the afternoon for granted and I regret it and I take it back. I wish I could take afternoon naps as an adult right now. But for me as an adult, if I've ever tried taking an afternoon nap, it actually just translates into sleeping through the whole night. Like I'll wake up and by that time, I'm like, okay, might as well just go back to sleep and then I'll sleep for till the next morning. So that's why I personally cannot take afternoon naps. Anyway, the reason I'm also obsessed with dreams and I've been talking about dreams is because our minds are the most active at night and a lot of people don't realize it. Our dreams are there to analyze and kind of take a deep dive into our unconscious thoughts during the day and our struggles and our pain and emotions that we're holding in. Our minds try to kind of relay messages to us when we're dreaming and our minds try to solve whatever problems we're having while we're awake. So I thought it was always been really cool, you know, and that's why I did my first solo episode a couple of weeks ago about dreams. I shared with you all of the most mind-blowing facts about dreams. Then following with that, I did another solo episode about dreams, but this time I shared with you about the meaning behind the most common dreams, whether, you know, getting stabbed. Yeah, it is common. Your exes, dreaming about your exes, drowning, flying, and so on. Today, I thought, let's make it even more fun. So I had some of you call me and leave a voicemail of your most horrendous, horrifying, what the fuck just happened dreams. So all of us can hear them. You guys are going to die when you listen to these stories of these dreams. And then I took it upon myself to analyze and explain exactly what a dream like that would mean. And I'm sure a lot of you guys will be able to relate to these dreams, or you'll just enjoy on your drive to work right now these insane dreams, okay? So I'm excited for that. Without any further ado, let's get started with our first caller.
Hi, Violet. This is a story that has really given me nightmares. So I've been having these dreams, like it was not even like once. So like two or three times I've been having this dream, and it was really graphic and it was really traumatizing for me. So I've dreamt like literally like having sex with my mom. Like the whole thing was really graphic. I could like see it and like, you know, like feel it. So whenever I would wake up, I would be like really traumatized. Just to share a little bit of background with you, we're really distant emotionally, me and my mom. She comes from a very different culture. So as an immigrant child, it has always been difficult to navigate some stuff with her, but she always has been there for me. She's a mom and a dad. She's like the strongest person I've ever met, and there's literally no one I would love more like than her. She gave me everything, and she's literally the only family member I can rely on. So whenever I have these dreams, I would wake up literally like traumatized and not understanding anything. I really felt shame on myself. So for that reason, I never asked anyone what this could mean. I guess I don't even have to explain that this scenario absolutely never came into my mind, like in a conscious level. So I really need your help to understand this one, because this is like, it's giving incest and it's giving like weird, like, oh my God, I really need your help with this one. Like, what this could mean, like, with my mom. Hello? Like, please, I need your help. Thank you very
much. I mean, look, let's be honest. You want to fuck your mom. That's all it means. Good luck with that. And, you know, move to Alabama. It's probably legal there. No, I'm kidding. That's, imagine. I actually, when I first heard this voicemail, when I finished doing my research on what the dream meant, I immediately used the Google number that I have to text her to let her know what it actually meant so she can sleep better at night instead of waiting like 2-3 weeks after leaving me that voicemail. Because honestly, I mean, I love sleeping, but I would stop sleeping if that happened to me. I can't even think about my parents being naked, you know, let alone ruining my favorite pastime, which is sleeping. Okay, so don't worry, you guys. If you had a dream that you're having sex with one of your parents or your family members, shockingly enough, it's not that uncommon. So based on the voice note that she left, I kind of wrote down notes to kind of first better understand her. Number one, she discussed it was a repeating dream. So her mind constantly trying to tell her something. Number two, it's about having sex with her mother. Number three, she's a woman. Number four, she described that her mother is emotionally distant, but has always been there for her physically as a mom and as a dad. And lastly, she explained that she feels loads of shame around this dream, as clearly any of us would, because it's mortifying to think, am I having dirty thoughts about someone I'm related to? But no, don't worry. Dreams, most of the time, especially reoccurring dreams of a scenario or an object, are never about that specific scenario. They're never about that specific object. They're actually there to symbolize something else. It's always about a deeper meaning. Sex dreams about parents, especially ones you don't have a good relationship with, for various reasons, are actually not uncommon at all. They are way more common than people think. So right off the bat, anyone out there that's ever had a sex dream about a family member, I want to ensure you that it's not about incest. It's not about you being sexually attracted to, in her case, her mother. And there's no need to feel shame as a person you're dreaming of, although it takes in the form of your mother, it's not actually about her. Sex dream with a parent can seem as a symbol for something being unstable in your life that you want to fix, or it's about you wanting to get closer to a person. In actual dream world, if I didn't know anything about, I'll talk to you specifically as a caller. If I didn't know anything about your background information, in dream world, sex with a parent symbolizes maturity, while sex with a sibling symbolizes desire to get closer to them. It can also symbolize anything related to forgiveness or acceptance. I know, it's like, why am I dreaming about fucking them though? That's just, you know, that's just life. Now, let's dive deeper based on the information that the caller shared with me. Her mother is emotionally distant while being there for her physically as a mother and a father. So just based on that information, here's information that I gathered for you. What it really means is that you are yearning for intimacy in your life. Number one, you're yearning for intimacy with your mother. Number two, you're yearning for intimacy with others in your life, potentially a lover. The reason you are seeing your mother take shape as a person you're intimate with is because she is the only father figure you have in your life to compare to. And since she's the only father, the only person that's raised you as a father in a weird way, that is the person you currently feel the safest with intimately in your dream. And that is why you're seeing her face. That is why in your dream, the person you're intimate with is taking form in the shape of your mother. So it's not about you fucking your mother. It's about you getting intimate, yearning for the feeling of being intimate with somebody that you want to feel comfortable with. And the only person currently in your life that's made you feel that way is your mother. Now, because you didn't grow up with a father and your mother was both while still emotionally distant, would it be a stretch then to make an assumption that you're potentially promiscuous in your current life? What I mean is that maybe growing up, because you didn't grow up with a father and an emotionally distant mother, for many of us, when that happens, we tend to grow up confusing intimacy and love with giving our body. So potentially, maybe in the past, that's how you believed intimacy was. You shared your body since you didn't grow up with a healthy knowledge of what actual intimacy and love can entail, which is not always physical. But that's one of the reasons you're currently dreaming of being intimate with someone that you're close to in your life, because it's the only way you tie intimacy to is by getting physical. So the reason you dream of your mom is because you yearn for intimacy that you're currently lacking with her, and you're also yearning for it with other partners. The reason it gets sexual is because it's not familiar to you yet to seek intimacy that is not physical, which is why your dream automatically resorts to getting physical in order to get that intimacy you're yearning for. You need to unlearn your current idea of what intimacy and love means. It will then help you in your real life relationships. And if you yearn to be closer with your mother, just talk to her. And I promise you, you will no longer have this dream anymore now that I've explained to you what it means. Okay? Okay, guys, so I want to tell you about this underwear. It's magical. I'm obsessed with it. And you're like, V, how is it magical? Do you never wash it? No, don't worry. I do wash it. But the reason I'm so obsessed with it, because it is the Fit Everybody collection by Skims. And I feel like it's one of their best kept secrets. I'm obsessed with everything on the store, but specifically this collection, because the feeling is like no other underwear I've ever worn before. It's one of the reasons I finally started wearing underwear again, because before I was like, these are uncomfortable. I hate it. You can see it under my clothes, but these underwear, they're different. They're stretchy. They're soft. It feels like it kind of just melts onto your body and you forget that you've been wearing it. I love it. And I think that everyone should experience this level of comfort. I promise you. Skims is creating the next generation of underwear for every body. You see what I did there? The Fits Everybody collection of underwear is super lightweight and it molds to your body, you guys. The buttery, soft fabric stretches to twice its size without ever losing shape, meaning you get the perfect fit every time. And it's available in sizes extra, extra small, all the way up to 4X. So you guys, believe the hype. Skims has over 100,000 five-star reviews for a reason. The Fits Everybody collection and more perfect fit essentials are available now at skims.com. Plus, you can get free shipping on orders over $75. So after you place your order, just be sure to let them know that I sent you by selecting podcast in the survey. Please, you guys, I love you. Please do it. And then be sure to select my show, Almost Adulting, in the drop-down menu that follows, okay? So if you're currently looking for the perfect gift this holiday season for the whole family, Skims just launched their biggest holiday gift shop ever. also available at scams.com. So shop away and don't forget to fill out the survey with my podcast. Love you, besties. Okay, so if you finish buying everything you needed for your loved ones this holiday season, what about the person you love the most, aka you? It's time to treat yourself, and I know exactly where you need to shop because it's one of my favorite websites, which is Revolve. Revolve literally has everything from date night to wedding to holiday parties to festival and concerts. They give you everything. My favorite thing when I shop on their site, aside from having loads of brands, different prices for everything I'm looking for, they always have these little highlights. Like when you go on the website right away, it shows you like social season and you can shop that edit. You can shop like their new arrivals. You can shop skirts. You can shop their occasion dresses. You can shop their holiday gift guide. You can shop their cotton shop. They always have just everything. So let's say I'm planning on going on vacation. They're going to have a little area for their beach getaway edit. So it highlights their favorite items. Or let's say you're shopping for New Year's. They have a highlighted New Year's Eve glam. I love it. And I'm constantly just hoarding all of the items that I'm obsessed with that I've already bought myself or I'm planning on buying in the future. So if you're obsessed with my shopping style, with my style, everything I've been wearing, you can now find it on revolve.com/adulting. It will show you everything I've been hoarding so I get to share with you guys. How cool is that? And I would say probably my favorite thing about shopping on Revolve is their fast and free shipping. Revolve always delivers with free and fast 2-day shipping and returns. They literally make returns so simple because they give you a prepaid label in the box so you don't even need to print anything out, and it comes to my house within literally 2 days, you guys. So visit revolve.com/adulting to shop my favorites for all of your upcoming plans this season. That is revolve.com/adulting. Okay? Shop and Revolve because you love yourself. Let's get on with the next caller.
So this is Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea.
One of the weirdest dreams that I've had, I haven't had recently, but I've had it like when I was younger. And I had it for a few times.
Okay, so recurring dream.
It was just this man like that kept following me, like, and he was in a coat. And a hat, like a weird hat, and he would just follow me, like I would never see his face, and he was always wearing a coat, but he wouldn't do anything to me, I wouldn't be scared of him, it was just a random man in a coat, just following me. I don't know, I never really found out what it meant.
Okay, cool. So actually being followed is a pretty common dream that a lot of us have. And I think it's important to note that she couldn't see his face, that she was being followed, and she didn't feel fear, and that it's a reoccurring dream. So let's figure out what it means, okay? So since Chelsea didn't give me any personal details about her, I cannot do a deep dive into this. But here are the two most common dream interpretations relating to her dream of being followed. Dreaming about being followed generally means that you're being told by your unconsciousness that you are avoiding an issue or a person in your life. It might also mean that someone close to you is working against you. A, it's a traitor that's in disguise. But most likely than not, it comes across that you currently have a lingering issue or thought that has not been resolved in your waking life, and you have been thinking about it a lot, but you are currently avoiding it. So the man following you without a face is not a real person, but instead is the issue that you need to resolve in your waking life. Are you currently avoiding something or someone painful, someone you find annoying, something that you are afraid of? Now, for anyone out there that's ever dreamt of a faceless person, but they're stalking you, chasing you, following you. So there are three potential meanings when you dream of a faceless person in your dream that's following you, chasing you, or stalking you. The first one is faceless people in dreams often symbolize a loss of identity. It's you seeking, wanting to get to know yourself better, wanting to deepen your knowledge of better figuring out your identity. So it's you feeling lost. Number two, someone in your life is hiding their true intentions with you, and they're currently not communicating to you who they really are. So pay attention when you dream about something like that, because it could be a friend, it could be a lover, it can be someone you work with. And then number three, this one is a more romantic one. When you dream of a faceless person, it can often mean it's your soulmate, someone who you have had many past lives with and pre-birth with and a contract to meet in this life. The face is not shown to you because this person has had many different faces and many different lives. So all you can feel is their energy. And when you will feel their energy in real life is when you will finally recognize them in your waking life. So it's basically just kind of letting you know that you are going to run into your soulmate soon. So anyway, the three reasonings behind why you see a faceless person are so different, but it's up to you to kind of guess and figure it out. It's either an enemy or you're meeting your soulmate. You figure it out, okay? Now let's listen to the next caller.
Hey, Violetta. Hi. Really appreciate you and your show.
Thank you.
I'm calling in about the Dreams podcast, and I had a really weird dream, I think earlier this week. So I was me living my life, and then I realized that I'm so stressed because I have a wedding happening like next Friday. My wedding is happening next Friday. I haven't told half of my friends. I don't know who my husband is.
Period.
I have a wedding next Friday. I've been planning it. I've been telling people. They're not really listening. They're still like, oh my God, you're getting married? And I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, I don't even know my fucking husband. Who is my husband? So I'm stressed about this wedding that's happening. And so I need to talk to someone. I'm a Pisces. I want to talk to people about it. And so I'm like, okay, who's gonna be a good shoulder to talk to? And Jennifer Lopez. So then I go to Jennifer Lopez and I tell her about my story. I tell her that I'm worried about getting married. I don't know if I know who my husband is. I don't know if I want to marry this man. I'm so stressed. I can't remember any part of our relationship. I just know I'm in a wedding. And she's like, don't worry. You can cancel this wedding. You can cancel it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what other people think.
That is so J-Lo.
You can cancel this wedding. And then I was just like, oh my God. J-Lo is so nice. She was so maternal. She
so maternal.
Was literally Jenny from the block. And then I was like, oh my God, I'm going to tell people that J-Lo is so nice. And so, yeah, that's basically the end of the dream, is J-Lo told me I could cancel a wedding to a person that I don't know. Yeah. So I hope you enjoyed that. Let me know what you think.
Period.
And if you heard the episode, thanks. Bye.
Okay, so obviously this dream was sponsored by Jennifer Lopez. She appears in people's dreams to remind everyone that she is still Jenny from the block. So that's really cool. What a cool campaign she's doing. This girl's dream is about her getting married, her friends not really caring, feeling stressed out that she has a wedding to plan. She doesn't even know who her husband is. And then Jenny from the block lets her know, you know what, babe? You don't have to do this. Like, if it's too much, just quit. Which I love, you know, everything you do in life. If it's too much, just quit. Obviously, in real life, if you're actually having a wedding, it's hopefully you figure it out that you want to quit before it's like 2 weeks before the wedding, but it is what it is. Okay, so having this type of dream, it might mean that you are approaching some sort of commitment in your waking life and you don't feel ready for it. Hence why you still didn't tell your friends in your dream that you're getting married. Hence why you feel super stressed and you don't even know who the groom is. Which is very Pisces of you, such a romantic. And a celebrity then puts you at ease, Jenny from the block, that you can cancel it and you can walk away at any time if you're not ready. Just like in real life, if you don't feel ready for whatever commitment, whether it's at work, in your life, your romantic life, that has suddenly appeared in your life or will be appearing soon, it's kind of a reminder that it's okay. If you're not ready or you don't want to do something, maybe rethink about actually moving forward with it. The thing is, you won't always have Jenny from the block by your side. You know, she's busy. She's doing things. And it's still okay to take back your promise and to give up if you feel like you made a mistake. Eventually, whatever is going on in your life, you will have to put on your big girl panties on and you will have to jump in with 2 feet and just do the damn thing instead of doubting yourself. Because you won't actually know if you're not ready for something unless you first try it. Okay? And obviously, this is not about actually getting married and planning a wedding, since that is something that you should, in fact, 100% be sure of before you jump in. Unlike my advice for everything else, to just jump and figure it out later. Clear-eyed and high-minded, Gia is a non-alcoholic aperitif brand inspired by the Mediterranean, made with the purest ingredients, no alcohol, no artificial flavors, no added sugar, and vegan. Their product offerings are original bottled aperitif that can be spritzed with the bubbles of your choice. They have 4 flavors of canned, ready-to-drink spritz from their Gia soda, lime and salt, Gia ginger, and sumac and chili. Their newly released berry aperitif, their first non-bitter flavor. This one is my favorite one. It's bold, it's juicy, and it's tart. Spirits is for a dry, sparkling pairing with your favorite food, or you can pour over ice for a sweet nightcap. I love it. So visit drinkgia.com and use my code adulting at checkout for 20% off of your first purchase. That is drinkgia.com and use my code adulting for 20% off. Okay, let's listen to the next caller.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Jules. I'm from South Jersey. Okay, so last night I had a dream, right? That I was in a field and there was a mom deer and a baby deer, and the mom deer got shot.
Oh.
And then came back to life, and then the deer had a gun. So they started looking at me with the gun, and then, listen, the baby deer turned into a really hot girl.
Oh.
And then, like, she was, like, trying to get with me. So I was like, okay, so me and this, like, baby deer that turned into a girl started making out. And then she, like, wanted me to eat her out. So she, like, lifted her butt up, and I never, like, ate out a girl sober. I'm, like, 1.5 years sober now. So in my dream, I was like, oh, my God, I'm not drunk, right? I'm like, well, here goes nothing. So then I ate her out. Mm. And I woke up and was like, what the fuck was that? So if you can tell me what that means, that'd be great. Thank you. Love you.
Love you too. Bye. Okay, here's the thing. I actually can tell you exactly what it means. This was a fun dream to analyze. I really enjoyed it. So let's dive into it. Does it mean that she wants to fuck animals? Yes, probably. She's into deers. Yes, it's happening. No, that's not what it means. I'll tell you exactly what it means. So her dream is about a mom deer and a baby deer. Mom gets shot. She comes back to life. One of the deers has a gun, blah, blah, blah. So first of all, first and foremost, dreaming of a deer or deers symbolizes good luck. It symbolizes a type of awakening of your spiritual desires. Hence also makes sense why she started to eat out the deer. Because it's your spiritual desires and also the need to leave your shyness towards others behind and open your heart. That's what it means when you see a deer. Deer means good luck and good news and new beginnings. So in your specific dream, your mama deer and the baby deer are actually both you. It's your younger self and your inner child, and then it's your current self, the mama deer. Your inner child, the baby deer, kills off the current version of you. And it allows the new you to be reborn. So the person you were eating out was actually yourself. A newer, better version of yourself. This is a symbol for rebirth and new beginnings for you. Not the eating out part, but the baby deer killing off the current version of yourself. Also explains with you being newly sober It's you starting anew, like full on new life. The baby deer is your inner child standing its ground and deciding to finally be heard, not allowing the old version of yourself to forget about it. It's protective, it's fierce, and it won't let anyone mess with you any longer. This is all part of your new journey of being sober and allowing your child-like self to come back to life. I'm sure maybe there's a reason why you decided to become sober, and obviously maybe down the line when you weren't sober, you were losing yourself. So this is kind of an awakening and a new beginning for you to start over. And it's the validation confirmation in your dream that you are on the correct path. As for the baby deer turning into a hot girl, it can either symbolize who you are becoming, which is someone who is confident, or it can also mean to allow yourself to be open to new opportunities. Not necessarily eating someone out at a parking lot, if you're not ready for that, but more in the shyness area, where you will allow yourself to try new things, like a deer's vagina. Anyway, I hope that helps. And there was another dream about somebody dreaming of a dirty toilet, a reoccurring dream of a dirty toilet and them not being able to use the toilet. But I'll leave this off for next Tuesday's episode and I'll cover it there, okay? Anyway, you guys, I hope you enjoyed my episode today, all about your dreams and the meaning behind them. If you enjoyed it, make sure to leave me a 5-star review on the podcast app. I'll be thankful for the rest of my life. And of course, make sure to check out my new merch on shopdaddyissues.com. Love you. Bye.